Four people walked into the destroyed dorm room. Chairs and beds were knocked over, and belongings of one of the residents there were all over the room. It looked as if somebody came there, searching for something. Three of those people looked at all this mess in shock, not knowing what to say. The other one just looked quietly, waiting for the suitable moment to start talking. She had long dark hair, a little bit tanned complexion, and big, beautiful dark eyes, which were calmly looking at the faces of the other three.
You see, I told you. I looked everywhere and can't find him, and our room looks like a mess.
She started, trying to sound worried.
Well,
Krevan tried to keep his calm.
We should start searching here. Maybe there is something helpful we can find.
He said and opened the door to the bathroom, which was a big mistake. He immediately took a step back, looking in the other direction. On the mirror, there was a message written in blood, using some kind of an old dialect.
What happened?
Florentina looked to the bathroom and her mouth dropped.
Oh, Dad, does somebody know old Polish or not really?
I wouldn't expect anyone to know that,
said the short black-haired girl, but then they heard something in the room next to them.
We should check that.
Lila turned around and went straight through the door to look in the other room. Rest of the group followed her, only to discover a room left in the same mess as the first one. In the middle of the room, there was one person sitting and rocking themselves back and forward, whispering some gibberish and numbers, as if they didn't see people walking in the room. When Layla came a little bit closer, that person just stood up, took a step back to get away from her, and then just looked at all of the group. After some time, the person started laughing and whispering, "How could you?" and "It's too late, you can't help us." Krevan was too much in shock to even do anything, and his face showed in how much horror he actually was. Layla tried to communicate with that person they found, but it didn't seem to work. At some point, Florentina recognized that the person was Ariel. They were one of her many students, so she was a little bit worried. Suddenly, they started running. The whole group went after them, but when Ariel stopped, they walked to another destroyed room. And another one after that one. On every mirror, the message was the same. In the last room on the desk, there was a little sticky note. "Meet me in the library," it said. When Krevan read this, he decided they should go and check there. When they arrived, that girl who asked them for help disappeared somewhere, but the group of teachers were too invested in searching for others to notice. After opening the old, heavy door, they found a body of one of their students laying on the table with yellowish foam in the corner of his mouth. He was the roommate of the black-haired girl. Ariel, who was there with the teachers, started laughing hysterically, shouting, "He is dead!" from time to time. Krevan was filled with fear. Florentina walked a little bit closer to the table. In one hand, the dead student was holding a piece of paper. On that little paper, he had written, "Patrycja is the cicha." Look on Florentina's face was just indescribable. That girl who asked them for help was really the black-haired demon they've heard about from mythology? It couldn't be, but on the paper the dead student described cicha and everything was correct. Patrycja indeed had her features and she not only looked like her, but acted differently than usual. On the paper it was also written how to get rid of cicha, but at the same time not to hurt Patrycja. They needed to make cicha leave Patrycja's body, and when she left, they needed to kill her in order for the unconscious and mad students to come back to normal. But if they touched cicha with their bare hands, it could be deadly for them and for everyone else. Also, if they let cicha go away to another city, as it would normally do, the students that were under the influence of its magic would die. If they didn't work together, they wouldn't achieve anything.